Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finish this response. God is good.
God is good. Amen.
No,
She got fired from the Daily Wire because she wasn't like specifically pro Israel. But I see now she's trying to like come back to like black circles, and it's like
she's trying to rebrand.
If we let her do this, there might be no saving us, actually. Like, and I'm being dead ass.
I think the rebrand is going to be as successful as she wants it to be. I think she could be on the BET Awards or some shit next year if she wanted to.
Yo, that's crazy.
You think so?
That's wow. That's actually
There's a lot of very socially conservative black people who like a lot of that. Like, if she changes Latoon on like one thing,
police brutality.
If she loses that, then she's Umar Johnson and fucking D.L. Hughley and fucking Godfrey and all of them on a panel makes and Killer Mike makes sense.
It's a red flag.
Lonnie, you seen Quiet on Set?
Unfortunately, I couldn't even get through like something. I tried and then I was like. Cause I used to watch like Sam and Cat, Victorious, Drake and Josh, all these shows, and I'm like, damn.
You remember watching that episode when Ariana Grande was putting her foot in her mouth? You ain't think nothing of it, but now it's like, what the fuck? Like,
see, that's the thing that I haven't seen the thing, and I'm gonna try and present this idea so it doesn't come across crazy. But I think looking back at that at the time, the foot shit. Didn't seem like anything because feet weren't considered sexual before like 2017. You know what I mean?
There was always a foot fetish, but I think with our age, like we weren't thinking about feet as sexual objects.
But we're adults. Like I get feet have like I guess there is foot fetish has kind of always been there, but it's not.
Bro, no. Like on King of the Hill, there was an episode where Peggy's feet was being used. For foot fetish videos, and this is in the early 2000s. So
that's true. Okay, that's true. But there's fetishes of everything. There's like giantest fetishes. So it's like if you're watching Justice League Unlimited, and there's like a big what's that the big villain lady? You know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about.
She gets the leopard lady, the big leopard lady, or leopard print lady.
Yeah,
I want to say it's Big Bertha or some shit.
Out of the way, Tiny.
But that's or big part of that's another way.
Gigantica.
Gigantica sound almost.
I don't think that's a name, but that sounds like some whatever.
It sounds better than fucking Big Bertha. It was the Justice League name.
Big Bertha will definitely put it on you. But like that's not sexual that she's giant. It's like, oh, that's wild. It could be sexual to a person that's attracted to that. But and I'm thinking that feet, and I could be wrong here. Like there's more a question than a statement. I feel like feet are just feet, and some niggas are really into feet, so it's like it's gonna be a thing for them. But by itself, it's just a thing. Like in the past, but what do we think?
If you're going to acquiesce that it is a thing now, then you have to acquiesce that it was a thing back then. I don't think that's changed now.
I don't mean it's a thing in that people are into it now. People have always been into it now. I think it's a thing in the cultural consciousness that we view it as a sexual behavior. You know what I'm saying? Like some women have always worn pink, but now we associate it with womanhood, for instance.
So I get what you're saying, because like I do think that there's a level of awareness of it that exists now that didn't exist back then. So therefore people look at those people look at those things now in a different lens than they looked at it back then. That I agree with. I think that's a separate point. I think that's one that like is very interesting to explore, but I do think that's a separate point than why people are looking at it as weird in the context of Dan Schneider.
Because I think the context of Dan Schneider changes. I mean, the motherfucker was doing shit, so it's like
yeah, the context of Dan Schneider is like I back then, you know, not I. Because then people will take that sound bite
out. Yeah, right. The personal
Dan Schneider. Dan Schneider.
The black man.
Yeah. I Dan Schneider the black man. That's how they do it.
It would say about 03, goddamn.
Yeah. Dan Schneider.
He shot Tupac too. Shit.
Put that in because he viewed it as sexual during that point, and he made them do it because he wanted to see them do something that he viewed as sexual. So while I think you bring up a very interesting point about what's prevalent in the culture and how the culture views it, because I do think lenses change. I think that's the lens that most people are viewing it, is the fact that Dan Schneider made them do something that he himself viewed as sexual.
I think then adjusting my point, part of what I'm getting at is I don't think we should look at ourselves as like morons for having looked at it innocently at any age. I think at the time, if the motherfucker wasn't a foot fetishist pedophile, it wouldn't have been weird is kind of my point. It's like weird because he was.
Yeah, but I don't want that to be the main point, because that's the point that he's using as an out as well, right? Like if you look at the Hollywood Reporter interview that he said, he is using what you just said as an out for his actions. He's like, yeah, man, just cut that out because times were different back then, you know? Like nowadays people think foot fetish stuff is I know that's not what you're doing, but I'm just saying like that's the you know, the Ben Shapiro like argument.
That's his jumping point. Yeah, because mine is more like, because Josh kind of said this thing of like, oh, we looked at it and didn't think anything of it. I'm like, we don't have to put that on us. Like he was doing some weird shit, you know?
I'm not saying that, but like it wasn't even like, just my thing is we're kids, and then two, even like even if we did like catch like certain jokes, like we still didn't fully understand the depth of it and like what it actually meant to adults, especially like sick ass adults. But at the same time, like, cause I remember being a kid, and like even talking with my friends, like, oh man, did you catch when they did X, Y, and Z on the show? Yeah, man, that was real crazy. Like that was real like dirty. Mm. And we just thought like, oh, they're putting in like dirty jokes because we're adults, or like we're like coming of age in a sense. We're, like we just trying to be like growner than we actually were. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But it was just on some sick shit. And Dan Schneider wasn't even I haven't seen like all of the series yet. I don't know if it like goes on past like episode 4, but Dan Schneider wasn't, they haven't said that he was actually like accused of like actual pedophilia, but I'm of the personal opinion that he got friends and knows people that know what the fuck is going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like they involved in some sick shit. Like I wouldn't be surprised if he was on like Epstein Island. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think Dan was like brought to court over that shit and he wasn't convicted.
Like what is, cause I haven't seen the documentary. What is he legally suspected or accused of in terms of like
emotional and psychological
child abuse,
toxic workplace, like workplace shit. Making employees like rub his shoulders so it was a lot of stuff. Like he was just a god awful boss, like made the environment weird. Oh yeah, he had a lot of creepy ass tendencies. Like he would like walk around with a camera and just kind of have like the camera all up in like the actor's like personal space. And like you can see, like the child actors. I forgot old girl that was with Ariana Grande on like the set of some shit, and she like tapped.
Jeanette McCurdy.
I don't know her name, but like they was like sitting on the floor. Ariana Grande was like laying on the floor, and they was like joking around, like you know, being kids and shit. And Dan Schneider came up with the camera. You can see old girl like tap Ariana, like, hey, get that shit together. You know what I'm saying? Like cover yourself up, like you know.
He's coming in.
He's coming in, like, and just the whole vibe changed. So it's like shit like that.
Yeah, okay. So lots of creepy shit, lots of I was going to say Lizzo style, but just like abusive workplace type shit. Not just pedophilia, creepy sexual harassment shit, but also a toxic work environment. Like
extremely toxic work environment.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. All right, let me introduce the podcast real quick and then we'll get into this. Welcome everybody to Waving the Red Flag, the number one dating and investigative journalism docuseries podcast in the universe. It's your boy Eddie, joined by my illustrious co-host, as always, Josh and Alvin, and today we are joined by video essayist extraordinaire, Think Peace Tribe. You know what I'm saying? He making points.
Finally, the herb come around. I don't know. That was the first thing that popped in my head. I just, Jamaican, I don't know.
I think it's close. Yeah. possessor of guns. Are we allowed to say like where you're at school at and that kind of stuff?
Oh yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I was gonna say, and is it so, Alvin? Because I fucked this up last time. Is he a man of Morehouse right now? Is that what's going on, or is he a Morehouse man?
It's man.
Let him tell you why you asked.
I know, right? Why? Hey, man, no, fuck you. I know you go to the school, but out.
Because I want to say, I don't want it to be in the episode of like, I didn't know. I'm going to ask somebody else, then I'm going to say it to you like I always knew.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
It's man of Morehouse, I think, when you're in school, and then it's Morehouse man once you graduate. I think that's
all. Okay, okay. Well, welcome to the podcast, illustrious man of Morehouse. Think piece, bro. Thanks for coming through. Because I always knew that it was called that, is my point.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So anyway. With...
So Alvin, real quick.
Do that shit next time we have a female guest on. Just like ask me. So Alvin, can you tell me that's about sexism. The female
experience? I know. That's such a different
look. That's different.
You got fucking Dan.
Can you mansplain
here,
some stuff to us about the female experience, Alvin, while we have a woman right here? Just like, dude.
But that's crazy because that's also, though, that's embarrassing. Like, you don't want to be like, you don't want to ask a woman what's an ovary. You'd be like, yo, bro, what's ovaries again? Okay, yeah, cool. I know. I already know. You don't want to come across incompetent. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough.
Creepy.
Yeah. So you scared of hoes.
That would be crazy, like, because, you know, if you fuck around and ask, like, the wrong question, you could definitely come across as, like, looking like, yo, I think I might have experienced something, some sort of harassment today? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't ask a woman, like, what is an IUD? Can you explain it to me? That's crazy. You have to come in with that knowledge already so you can be like, oh, yeah, cool, cool, you know. Cool, no worries.
Well, I mean, like, it's all about the context and how you present the question. But if you just like, yo, you got an IUD?
That's crazy.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's
can you tell me how it works?
That's crazy. Yeah, that's wild. It.
My cousin was telling me about a girl that had an IUD.
Yeah, do you know
it hurt you like it hurt her? Like, you don't know neither one of these girls.
Jesus. Jesus Christ. Yeah, because I feel like that's how you make slip-ups in these, like, social situations of, like, an identity that you don't know about. Of like, if you don't know about the pronouns, if you don't know about the sexism, if you don't know about the race shit, it's like you could ask a question that's kind of out of genuine curiosity, but because you don't even like know what you're asking, it's gonna come across crazy as hell. I know everybody's been like, I know all four of us have been asked a crazy ass question from somebody who just never even met a black person, and the first question that they ask is just insane because they don't even know what the fuck they're even talking about. They don't have any context for any of the words, and they're just like, so. Why is your skin a different color than my skin? And it's like, oh man, we're starting from down here. So yeah, you lean off camera and go like, so why is your skin like that? Okay, got you.
Lotion. Pigment? The fuck is pigment?
Yeah, got you. Melanin?
Okay. Oh, really? We all have pigment?
Yeah, me too.
I got pigment.
Melania Trump? That's crazy.
What about you? What the fuck?
Damn. And then Yacoub, that's how we got you. Okay, got you. Understood.
Oh shit, all right. That's a bit. I ain't know that shit. Oh, what's good, my nigga? I'm wrong.
I made a mistake. Okay. That's exactly how it happens. Yeah. But yeah, with the Dan Schneider shit, like, because it wasn't just him, right? It was like other producers that were all on some weird pedophile time, like, because Drake Bell just had a, is that right? Or
like it was this dude on Brian Deck, and actually, like, he was pen pals with a serial killer when he was actively killing people. Yeah,
when
John
he was
Wayne
killing,
Casey,
like, how do you
was
even...
the craziest shit? Yeah,
yeah,
the clown dude.
Like, yeah, the clown dude. He was like pen pals with him, like after rewiring with him, as the clown dude was like killing people.
How did he have his address?
Well, I don't know. Yo, I think
crazy, do not know. The police was searching for him, and Brian Peck had the location the whole time.
I think it was right after the fact though. Like, he was already in jail. That's when he was became pen pals with him, but. Okay, I don't know. I think they did meet in real life in face.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But he had a picture, like a clown picture, and like it was done by John Wayne Casey. It was signed by John Wayne Casey on the back. And Brian Peck was just showing this shit off. Like, oh my God. And he had letters from fucking John Wayne Casey next to the nightstand. Like a stack of them.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
People really are quite weird about serial killers, though. Like, we lightweight kind of normalize that shit on some weird shit. Like, it's kind of, like, cool. Like, even just the way, even with the, what was that documentary about, not documentary, the...
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Like, people romanticize, like, they sexualize and romanticize and be like, oh, I got a little tattoo of his face or his glasses or whatever. That's crazy. It's like some creepy shit. I feel like if enough time passes, I guess it's not that
Genghis
weird.
Khan tattoos, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. This motherfucker murdered mad people, like, I'm not sure.
Oh no, that shit is still a red flag for me, goddamn. Like, if I ever seen somebody with a tattoo of a mass killer, like, what the hell does that represent in you? Like, do you know who that is? Yeah. Cause like
they know intimately.
Exactly. So like, man, female, they, them, what the fuck? If I see that shit like on your body, if I see something like that, I'm like, okay, you a little off. You might be cool on the surface, and you know, but I got my eye on you, motherfucker. Like, if I have to be around you, that's because that's weird as fuck. Like, if you get a tattoo of a motherfucker, like of a Jeffrey Dahmer, you got a tattoo of Jeffrey Dahmer on your shit. I don't think anywhere that's like something that's normalized or just socially acceptable. Like, people gonna side eye you. Like,
people do it. Who the fuck? But people do it though. I think.
Yeah, people do everything.
If you have a tattoo, they're definitely. But if you have like people have tattoo, like one another thing, people have tattoos of weapons, which I've always found a little not. I don't know why I said that. Just as of this sentence, have thought it's a little bit weird. Like, because I don't know why I lied like that. Because literally, I was having a conversation. Like, I've always said this.
No, but that's the shit that you have a conversation for. Like, you just over there and you're fucking, like, you know, at your wine and cheese party, just like, you know what I really think about people that have tattoos of weapons? Like, that's some shit that you'd like bring up in like
100%. No, but I actually wanted to get a tattoo. Yeah, definitely in the bungalow. I wanted to get a tattoo of like a gun or like the first gun that I ever owned, and like a mechanical schematic of it. I thought would be like a cool tattoo. But
you owned a gun?
Also kind of thinking. Yeah, of course. Back in the day, you know. But like, I feel like all of those are very.
Looks so surprised.
Weapons. Why are we acting surprised?
Like, what the fuck?
We've also had this conversation before.
I thought Batman didn't use guns. You right? know what I mean?
Like, Bruce.
You know.
Nah, I'm not. Yeah,
I thought you was just going out hand to hand
just the process of Eddie procuring a gun, practicing with it, tucking it away. Like, you know, running drills in his mind, like what he's gonna do with the gun if an intruder comes in.
Glitter Glock, baby. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pew pew.
Yeah. Got it under the mattress.
I got it in between my tits that I don't have.
That's crazy.
You were saying.
Now you pull it out from the pants.
No, man, I'm telling y'all, Eddie is a hand-to-hand combat master, so he doesn't need guns too often. You know, usually he's in a situation where
we'll
he can
never find out, though.
De-escalate those situations hand-to-hand.
Hey, look, like I said, man, in some situations, they're not going home. That's just what it is. You're not making it home.
Damn, that's what he meant. That's what he meant by that shit. It's all time. That was a callback from like 100 episodes ago. But damn, that nigga actually had the tools and the devices to make sure nigga ain't make it home. I thought she was just on some. Damn.
Nah, man. Not no Uber. Not public
we've lost
transit.
The plot,
not
though.
A bicycle.
We've lost the plot.
You're not
so,
making it home.
So hard.
So bad. What are we talking about?
See, you. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. We don't even know. Well,
yeah, I interrupted your story. You wanted to get a tattoo of your first gun.
Yeah, but I feel like getting a tattoo of like a murder machine maybe is weird now that I think about it based on this conversation. A knife, a mace, a sword, an axe, all that shit is kind of weird, but people do it all the time.
But like, I feel like a sword is like a little different just because how like some of that shit is like anime shit. So like it kind of falls under that.
And also ritualistic, right? Like every sword is not a killing machine. Some of them are ceremonial, for show.
Come on, no, that's bullshit. Yeah. Now you're bullshit. Because what's the ceremony?
No,
it's not murder things. That's what the ceremony is. What ceremony?
You don't watch enough anime to understand, nigga.
Oh, you know what? Maybe okay. It's some anime shit.
We up
if it's
on
some anime
culture,
shit,
bro.
Cool. Okay, I concede then if it's some anime shit. But I'm like, if you have a ceremony around a weapon, it's still a weapon, even if that weapon isn't being used particularly for killing. Like
the concept,
the symbolism changes, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, like everything's a fucking weapon. To Josh's point, like is my ceremonial staff a weapon? I can bludgeon somebody with fucking anything.
Yeah, no. A thing,
yes,
thing
yeah,
that the
thing that's what we're
that
going
into.
That's
from,
the kind of time we're on.
Stop. If you go, the thing that it's made from is based on a thing that is made purely for the purposes of killing someone. That's what it's made for.
Steel?
A shoe is a shoe. No, the ceremonial sword is made based off of a combat sword. The combat sword is made for combat, which is killing.
Combat is not always killing, man.
Oh, man. This thing is gaslighting.
In your martial arts training, don't they tell you not to kill people
with a sword?
Yes, they do.
No, I'm just saying. In your combat training, right? In your combat training, they will often tell you that this is for self defense. This is to maim, not kill. Like specifically for that stuff, swords are involved in that situation oftentimes, especially historically. So not necessarily a weapon of murder.
Not at the temples that I studied at.
I believe that. Like, you seem like you're 100% trying to kill people. You're like an old man, Batman.
I went to the dark temples.
Trained in the arts of murder and mayhem.
I learned the five touch heart shit, all that stuff.
That's why you said earlier, like, the hardest shit I've ever heard him say, we ain't gonna find out.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about the fact that his teacup. Look, man.
No, that was the sauce. Yeah, so much sauce on that. On that city. We sure ain't, bitch.
Look, man. What I was thinking about was this nigga talking about something. You can't get a tattoo of a murder weapon, and he's like, man, Eddie can't get a tattoo of his face on his shoulder now. Goddamn, shit, fuck, no murder weapons. Zero chance.
His tongue, I can't even. Yeah, I gotta cover it up.
That's crazy.
Put it in the sarcophagus.
They ain't trying to see you. They ain't trying to see you. They don't want that action.
My tongue is wanted in like 7 states, bro.
Death by oral copulation.
I can't even go to Texas. They'll kill us up. Electrocution.
Yeah.
Firing squad. You know.
Yeah, firing squad.
Still legal there. Still legal there. Look it up.
Yo, that's insane.
Hanging at the gallows.
They're fucking killed with nitrogen like how they do in Alabama now.
Oh shit, is that nitrogen? A thing?
Yes, they
suffocate you.
Alabama like tested it out on a dude in like 2 months ago. Yeah, they took like 30 minutes.
It took 30 minutes.
Yes, it took like 30 minutes to kill him with nitrogen. Yes.
Do you go to sleep or you suffocate like drowning?
Suffocate him like.
There's no way that should be legal. There's no way that should be legal.
I mean, none of this shit, like execution in general, should be legal. It's ridiculous.
I agree.
What did he do?
I don't care what he did. Josh came out, but that's a good question. We talk about murder. He said, "Yo, look, some of them got to go."
Like 30 minutes though, like damn.
30 minutes is excessive.
Just shoot me, bro.
At that point, just shoot me, bro. Just shoot me, Snyder.
Fucking needle. Just do the needle.
Ah, man, like fucking Brian Peck, like. And that other little sick fuck, what was it, Jason Brian Handy? Singer. Nah, it's another dude named Jason Handy, bro. Like, he was, I don't know, some girl named Brandy. Like, she was, on all that. Yeah, right? Yeah. It might have been Handy. I think it's Handy. But
either way.
But, yeah, nah, like, and to take it back real quick, if y'all don't mind.
Yeah, please.
The amount of time that these dudes got is crazy.
Like,
Jason Handy, like, they found, like, a trove of, like, child pornography. Like a journal of him detailing his own thoughts and basically like just snitching on himself about his own pedophilia. You said, I'm a full blown pedophile. Literally wrote this shit down. I am a full blown pedophile. And I'm trying to fight the urge to not find my next victim and grape them if I have to. And he's sexually assaulted little girls. Got 6 years. Brian Peck, after what he did to Josh Bell, only got 16 fucking months. Disney hired a sick fuck right after that shit. Working with children again on Zoe.
No, Sweet Life of Zack. Sweet Life of Zack?
Yeah, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Thank you. Yeah, he working on Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Twins. Insane.
What's fucking me up about that is, and I know this is like because we've had the Me Too movement or like are still actively in it, is like what's going on that the people who aren't pedophiles, because if you are a pedophile, I guess y'all ride for your own. Y'all are protecting one another and shit like that. But if you're not, and you're the parent of a child, like if you're Drake Bell's mom, or if you're the executive producer for a studio, why are you making that choice to go, cool, we could choose another producer who doesn't rape children and hasn't just gotten out of prison for that. Why is that choice getting made so like
money? Yeah, really. Because it's like some of the parents in that documentary were like, I know my child is going through this, but like they didn't do anything and they just like kept going with it. They're like, yeah.
Damn, what parent was that?
In order to get rich.
In order to get rich, yo, that's
like they're trying to make money off their kid, right?
I remember Drake's mom. She was pretty hands off with dealing with him. And the fucked up thing is Drake's dad was the one that, you know, got him into acting because that's what Drake really wanted to do as a child. But Drake's dad was always very protective of him, did everything he could to keep him out of harm's way. And he's noticed like Brian's behavior was very uncomfortable with it. But Brian Peck had so much power that he drove a wedge between him, Drake, and his dad. And was like, yo, your dad's stealing from you. You'll never make it far in the business, da 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 da. Then he got in Drake's mom's ear. Long story short, Drake was like, yo, I don't want you to be my manager no more. We're cutting ties. So that fucked up their relationship.
He fired his dad.
Yeah, Drake fired his dad because of Brian Peck was manipulating him, was manipulating him and his mom so bad. Yeah. And when his mom kind of took over, like, you know, his career, Brian Peck really, like, just crept his way into every aspect of Drake's life. And Drake's mom was just hands off, even though the dad literally said, with tears in his eyes when he was talking to the mom, like, yo, watch out for him. Watch out for Brian Peck. Do not leave Drake alone with him. And she left him alone with that motherfucker so many times.
Yeah.
Drake's girlfriend's mom was the one that realized it before his actual mom did.
That's, how do you care that little? Or like, how do you not, is it you just don't care? Like, or you will yourself to not think about it? Cause that's some truly horrific shit. I don't know how to put it quite in the words, but that's like, it's not like, oh, there's a bully at school. It's like probably the worst thing that could happen to your child is happening to your child.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. There was one mom who was the daughter of like some girl named Brandy that was on like All That, like the later season. That guy, Jason Handy, was emailing her. He was emailing the daughter. And he ended up like sending her a picture of him like beating his meat. And he was like, yo, this is to show you that I'm thinking about you. The daughter got upset, you know, ended up showing her mom. And the mom did not immediately go to the police because she was worried about her own image. Like, of course, she was distraught and like got hurt for her daughter, but she was afraid to go to the police because she was worried about what they were going to say about her. Like, immediately, like, you know what I mean? Like, how could you let your daughter even like talk to this person, like that type of shit? So like there's shame in the parents that
I could see that
ceases them from taking action. You know what I mean? It's not just, oh, fuck my kid, I'm trying to make money.
That doesn't even necessarily seem crazy to me, because I could see it. I mean, fuck, in a lot of situations police can make the whole thing worse. Like, they don't solve the problem, they add extra shit to it. And now you're dealing with the police and they're not even helping your child stay away from this person or prosecuting the guy. So I could see that. But I would like the action in this is just like pull them out of acting, because you've heard all of those stories of parents pulling their kids out of, like, they got a weird vibe about the whole industry and was like, we're pulling back on this. Something's not right in how this world moves. And they're like, I'm so glad I did, you know?
Like, the only way you could do it is like, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, is if you have no career, you have nothing else going on, and your sole purpose is to further your child's like acting career, and like you're with them every step of the way during the process. That's the only way I think that you could do it successfully.
Oh, you mean have a child actor child that you're managing and prevent them from being sexually assaulted? Is that what you're saying?
Prevent them from being taken advantage of by the industry and allow them to grow up in a way that is protected and supported, is if you're with them like all the time. And a lot of parents don't have that benefit, at least not initially, right? Like, if they get to, if your child gets to a point where they're making so much money where it doesn't even make sense for you to work, then yeah, cool. But that takes time in and of itself. So I think that rather than say like, oh, you know, always pull them out, you know, and they're in that situation, I say like, maybe put yourself in a situation if possible to just be with them as much as humanly possible. And I think that that can work.
That's
a high bar.
But But they literally sometimes they, and this is a huge another time red flag, that they will not allow the parents to be around the kids on set.
Yeah, that's a wild one. That's
and
the
then
wild
I, and
one.
Then I'm out. That's like then I'm one. Out. Yeah.
As soon as this, you can't be around. It's like that's weird. Yeah, because I can't remember if it was this or something else, but that like, oh, you can't be here. We need privacy. Da 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 da. Situation is always weird to me. Like in any kind of, because this is the thing that's talked about in like. Even just like jobs and shit like that. If you like, yo, I need a support person during my negotiation meeting or whatever like that. Trying to split people off is just weird.
Yo, what if you just pulled up to the interview with like a fucking emotional support nigga? You know what I mean? Like that was just in the corner.
I've done it.
Really?
I was thinking like a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
maybe like a financial advisor. Maybe like a manager, okay. And this nigga Josh is like, no, I have a, you know, I got a, you know, a nigga over here for emotional support. Yeah. Just, you know, just
yeah, and ESN. Actually, he's qualified in his field.
He's wearing a yellow vest. It says like,
yeah, right. Safety care. He got a safety vest on. No, he's
don't
just
pay him
he's
no
just
mind.
There
he's
to
just
call out.
Me, you know.
Yeah, don't worry about it. He's just there to call out any you know any issues, any problems, any. Red flags, you know, that kind of thing. Speaking people, of which, by the way.
They're like, is he a lawyer? Some... Like, no. Sorry.
I think we got some bills to... Yeah, why are you fucking up my my segue? We got some bills to pay. So, you know, without further ado, let's do a little mid-roll. Look, if you guys are looking to spice up your game night, your dinner parties, your date with a special someone or a new someone... The boys at the Waving the Red Flag podcast have cooked up a little something for you that you might enjoy. It's the Waving the Red Flag podcast game. Why keep saying podcasting?
That is not the name of it.
It's a red flag card game. It's a conversational card game.
Don't even know the name.
Jesus
of
Christ!
It's okay. I can't.
Retake that one.
It says it on it.
It's a red.
It's the red podcast waving flag game.
Flag waving red flag game card game podcast.
Yes. Like, anyway, you get it.
You know what's up. You know the vibes. I'm listening. Don't worry about it. No, but seriously, it's a very good time. We're going to show you how to play real quick. You know what I'm saying? You pull out the cards as is normal with any kind of card game. That's the first step, you know, to making this peanut butter sandwich. We even put instructions in the shit. You know what I'm saying? So, in case you don't know how to read cards in the sequence. Anyway, let's play a quick thing. Is it a red flag if they come really fast?
I'm with women, so no.
This nigga Josh with these shifty ass eyes before he got into that is killing me though, bro. This nigga Josh was trying his best to say that in the most political.
I believe, you know, in a not to be heteronormative about it, but I think it might actually be quite socially positive.
You know, if you like pussy, though? I mean, you know, that sort of thing. If they, you know, not at all.
Yeah, which is not everybody's cup of tea. That's okay, you know.
And that's fine. That's fine. You know.
Yeah, I prefer tea, but you know. The only way I can see it being a red flag is I feel like if a woman nuts really fat, like way fat, like faster than average and faster than a man, I feel like she's going to expect a lot of rounds. And I feel like that could potentially end up presenting an issue. Like if she comes real fast, she's
It depends on how fast she's doing it though, right? You know what I'm saying? So like if she wants rounds, but multiple rounds in her window is still like 15, 20 minutes. Like that's
true.
Like that's still standard. You know what I mean? That's like, all right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I'm thinking it could be more than that. Like, I feel like if she can come in 6 minutes, I feel like she's going to want to fuck for 2 hours. Cause she's not anal.
Right.
That's a problem. You look like you got stamina, my boy, and I feel like he was like, I don't know about that. He got the door bed in the back, and even he was a little bit afraid. 2 hours is crazy.
Like, I got 2 hours of dick. Emmy got well.
Yeah, exactly.
Pause.
2 hours is wild.
You should have said on me.
Yeah. Give me a drink. Yeah. As soon as the in me like slept, I was like, well.
But you don't though, right? I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's just a matter of fact statement, true. Josh. I was with you.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't have 2 hours of dick in right now. Like, that's
not at all. Not right now.
A few minutes at most. Yeah.
Give me a, you know.
Oh, shit.
not even just that, man. Like, 2 hours of straight physical activity is, like, a lot no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I think people don't think of sex as physical activity. That's, like, a demanding task. Like, you are burning fucking calories.
If you're doing it right, yeah.
Yeah, like, 2 hours of that shit, like,
I do like to play dead in bed, though, sometimes. That's a lot more low impact.
You know, time does fly when you're having fun.
Mm.
Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that initial edit story? While me and her are still doing something, but chick number two comes back downstairs, reaches over the couch, and grabs my dick and says, "Okay, yeah, I might want some of this." Like,
this sounds like a fucking porno. Like, this just sounds unreal.
Yeah, I know, right? See, that's crazy. That's crazy. Like, even with you and your profession, like, you can't.
You and your how long was that? Did you have a stopwatch?
Oh, that was.
Did you, like, see
was,
how long you.
Well, there was some breaks. But like that was
some orange slices.
You know, a little refreshment.
A little tea in between.
But that was that was a couple hours. I didn't leave until like that was like a whole 4 hour process maybe.
Okay.
With some breaks. You
but
know,
also I, that's you know. Multiple women. I think that's another thing as well, because you got that that chicken effect, you know, where you like chicken it re-energizes effect? You.
Oh,
what am I
okay.
thinking of?
Yeah, I don't know. The chicken effect?
Like, you can, like, it means it's like you can have sex with, like, that men, their refractory period shrinks if they're having sex with a new partner.
Oh, I can kind of see that.
But have they done those studies with human males?
With humans? I don't know.
I know they've done it with animals a lot. And, like, when people talk about that, they reference animal studies frequently.
I feel like Masters and Johnson and them did, maybe.
Okay.
But I just
Masters
made that
and Johnson.
I don't know. Yeah.
That name is just on brand for that sort of
It's wild. It's wild,
Masters
actually.
And
they're like the premier, like, mid-century sexologists. It's crazy that their names were that.
The patriarchy strikes yet again. That's why we don't understand pajamas.
I have some... Yeah, you're right. I don't know what's going on there.
This nigga was going well, actually, and then he was like, well... Well, oh, actually.
I don't understand what you're
talking
about. Think, what you think, man? Like, is that a red flag for you?
Nah. If you know what you're doing, then that means you're good at what you're doing. All right, so I say it. Yeah.
I feel that.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, it would definitely make me feel, like, pretty good. Like, oh, shoot, like, already? Even if it was just like, no, like, that's just her body. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my condition.
Oh no!
Like, oh, this
would
is
be,
easy.
My head would be getting bigger.
I'd be like, yeah, I'm him.
Even if she like warned me ahead of time, like, hey, by the way, I nut really quick. I'd be like, okay, yeah, you nutted in two. Like, if she nutted in 4 minutes, I'd be like, yeah, but it's probably usually was 8, but I made you nut even quicker than what quick was. Mm. And I would just think that to myself, just for, you know, exactly. We can get this. Mm-hmm. We can shave it at maximum efficiency. I make you nut before you nut.
That's my type of whole math.
Yeah. That's definitely my type of mathematics. You know what I'm saying? Most def. All right. We want to hit one of
these. That's a good reference, by the way, Eddie. I caught that. Thank you. I caught that. That was good.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. All right. So, do we want to talk more quiet on set? Do we want to talk Van Lathan on reparations? Or do we want to talk Candace Owens getting fired from the Daily Wire?
I mean, I don't really know what's going on with Candace Owens like that, so
I don't keep up on her like super duper duper like that, but
she was on the Breakfast Club, but I don't like her like that though. But yeah, anyway,
I just know, like, you know, she got fired from the Daily Wire because she wasn't like specifically pro Israel, so they fired her because of that. But I see now she's trying to like come back. To like black circles, and it's like
she's trying to rebrand. Yeah,
yeah. It's like, bro, no. Like, if
she probably can quite easily.
If you let her do this, there might be no saving us. Actually, like, and I'm being dead ass. Like, cause
I don't know.
Cause like, no, she's been like actively like anti-black as fuck for like money, right?
Yes.
Like,
to like, yes.
Like actively, like very I'm talking like a month ago.
Like, yeah,
like, yeah. This week, yeah.
Like I'm saying, so like the fact that like the Breakfast Club, the fucking Breakfast Club later on, Joe Budden,
yeah,
like that type of shit is like, yeah.
Here's my thing, and why I think her rebrand is going to go fairly smoothly if that's what she wants to do, because I think she does have a lot of routes that she can go. Like, she still has...
It'll be very easy. She'd just be Umar Johnson if she, like, dropped, like, three of her talking points.
Exactly, but even with her talking points being what they were, she still had... Like, she was on speaking tours, and she'd do stuff with T.I., she'd do stuff with Killer Mike. Yes.
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
Damn. She like she already like even at her most extreme, she still had ends to some of the more right leaning elements of the community anyway. So yes. I think she's pretty well positioned. I think it would be ridiculous. I don't like it. I think she's a horrible individual. But I think the rebrand is going to be as successful as she wants it to be in the vein that we're talking about it. Yeah. Like, I think she could be on the BET Awards or some shit next year if she wanted to.
Yo, that's crazy.
You think so?
That's wow. That's actually damn.
Probably. There's a lot of very socially conservative black people who like a lot of that. Like I said, if she changes Latoon on like one thing, she fits in police very brutality. Easily on a
if
panel.
If she changes
if she loses that, then she's Umar Johnson and fucking DL Hughley and fucking Godfrey and all of them on a panel makes and Killer Mike makes sense. If she just drops that one bit and maybe doesn't like vilify hip hop so much.
Yeah.
But even
if she drops, like, I think you're right. I think it's like three things and we probably could figure out what the three things are. But I think the immediate like foot in the door is changing her tune on police brutality. Honestly, the community is actually pretty split on stuff like affirmative action. So I don't even think she needs to change that one.
I think her
tone on hip hop needs to change. But again, just slightly, because there are definitely a lot of older conservative elements.
It's a lot of pull up your pants type.
Pull up your pants. You can, you know, I hate this young people hippity hop. Back in my day, the socially conscious rap and put on, you know.
Well, that's what she did. Didn't she sing the first Prince song?
Love with hip hop.
You know, yeah, like that kind of shit. But yeah, like she can do this shit.
Yeah, I know. Like she is I know a lot of people were upset that that you know Breakfast Club platformed her and Joe Budden did. And I know a lot of our listeners will be too. I'm not necessarily upset. I'm not. I really don't feel one way or the other that she was on those platforms. If anything, that's one actual thing that would make me like kind of watch it. It was like, okay, I know she's a piece of shit, and I've like vehemently disagreed with a lot of her content that I have seen. But I am like interested to see. Okay, well, what does someone who thinks differently from me kind of have to say? Like, what's their thinking? And not necessarily in terms of just like not even in terms of condoning it, but is there like any intelligence behind? Like, is there anything of substance behind it or whatever? Maybe I might be missing like one little detail, but no. Other than
that, do you think there's limits to that?
Oh, yeah. Very much so. I say that very lightly, by the way. I don't mean like, I'm trying to understand and like agree with this person, but I do feel like a dialogue needs to be had, even with people you vehemently fucking disagree with. You don't have to be like, you know, punish yourself and whip yourself over the back with it, but yeah, that's all.
So, there are 100% people that I think have more conservative stances where dialogue is effective, right? So there are people who used to be conservative that are no longer conservative. And I think having those conversations with those people and them being in thought spaces help them move from that. One of my favorite Democrats on the national stage is Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren was a member of the GOP not that long ago, for example, as a prime case of that. I would never presume that I could have a productive debate with Ben Shapiro or Candace Owens or Bill O'Reilly or Tucker Carlson. Like, because these people don't want to have a conversation in good faith. They want views. They want to spew hate and vitriol to get people, you know, galvanized in their specific vase.
And they're never going to concede because that's what they make money on. Yeah.
They're not looking to have their mind changed. So I'm not going to learn anything from them. They're not going to even try to learn anything from me. So I think it's pointless to have those kind of conversations with those people. But to your point, Josh, I do think there is a person that we need to engage in those spaces. Because if you don't, then you never get the Elizabeth Warrens. You know, you never get that person if you don't.
And
where do you call that a think piece?
See, I agree with what Alvin said a lot with that. Like, because I know, like, specifically, like, Candace Owens is a grifter. Like most of these Black Republicans are. Like most of the Republicans are, honestly. They be like grifting for money. Like when you like said the like the fucking change your mind shit. I think it's Steven Crowder a lot. Steven Crowder was like on the top of Tommy for like years. And he probably still is, to be honest. I guess it'll be better if you have these combos with like people you know who aren't on that type of like obviously grifting like for like a bag. If they genuinely feel this way, see what their opinion is and how they feel and try to like at least deconstruct it, you know?
Yeah, I get that. It is nasty work. Like, it is nasty work. And I agree with both of you guys on that. My thinking was also just the fact that it also does kind of give, like, the opportunity to shine the light on the person who actually is knowledgeable, even if the person you're having the debate, the argument with, isn't actually having the conversation in good faith. There's plenty of people who, like, say, for instance, if Alvin was talking to somebody that, you know, he vehemently disagreed with. But like Alvin could gain some fans, gain supporters with the way that he was talking to handle the situation with this piece of shit type thing. So like I was thinking about like in different aspects of how it could serve. But, you know, I agree with both of you guys. Not a fan of Candace Owens, you know, but I just don't have that same, oh my God, I can't believe the Breakfast Club would, you know, but I don't follow the motherfucker like that either.
It's actually on brand for them. Like, again, it's on brand. Like, I expect that for sure.
I was just about to say that. I was like,
why do you say on brand like that, though? Like, it's like, it doesn't seem.
Charlamagne was doing, like, Tammy Lahren, like, interviews. What are you talking about? Of course he'd do a fucking Candace Owens interview.
True, but it's been a while since he was on that type of time. Killer Mike and all them. Umar as well. Yeah.
And Killer Mike is extreme with his Candace Owens like relationship. Like it's not on some like they've like done a panel or two together or like they've talked to each other. He's been on record saying shit like Candace, I love you, you're my girl, like that kind of shit. Like
really?
Like yeah, like they're like cool. Yeah. Like they have like a working relationship. So
really?
Yeah.
Damn, Michael.
Unfortunate. That nigga went from killing your masters to wearing a kill your masters t-shirt while doing a cop conference. Killing your masters to become a landlord is hilarious.
It's a pipeline.
Become your master.
Get your masters in the trades.
Get your masters.
It's actually it's not that bad on this side, I'll tell you. Let me tell you how to do it, Black folks. That's what we need to be doing.
Good. We got to all pull ourselves up by our bootstraps together. There's enough room at the top for all of us, I'm telling you.
Yeah. That's like, he's like one of those people that I want to like, but I just keep hearing like,
yeah, I'm definitely not as anti-Killer Mike as most of the people on this podcast and that we talk to.
I'm not anti-Killer Mike. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I guess people got that impression. I'm not. So to your point, Josh, somebody that I do think I could have a really good conversation with, even though I don't agree with everything that they believe, because I think they would have a conversation in good faith, is Killer Mike. That's an example.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem disingenuous to me, I think. Yeah. Like, he doesn't seem like he seems like he's attempting to solve.
He's trying
genuinely.
He
doesn't seem like he's grifting. Like he's not making his it doesn't seem like he's looking to make his money off of saying wild shit and then getting people to watch that. It seems like he's like, I'm trying to solve problems.
He's just wrong. Maybe. Like, I don't think he's doing
but
this in bad faith.
That still puts him orders ahead of other people, of the Candace Owens and even the Umar Johnsons and the fucking Tariq Nasheeds of the world, who are just making, like, large things, as far as I can tell, just making content. And I think a lot of his, to the point that we made about the trade school thing, I still think structurally, maybe not contextually, but structurally, I think there was a bunch of good points within that. So,
defects. Defects.
Yeah. What did you think, Beast? Did you see that clip, by the way?
Where
he said that basically people should, that instead of a child support system or in conjunction with the child support system, that we should have, like, if a man and woman get pregnant, like, and it's like a, you know, they would otherwise be unmarried, the boy, the man.
He said a boy. That's what I was going to point out. He said if a woman and a boy get pregnant, that's what he kept saying.
Yeah. But the thing is, he actually threw out the thing. I feel like that was taken out of context.
He was switching back.
But the thing is, he said man, then he said boy, then he said woman, then he said girl, and people picked the one boy-woman combination to, like, act like that was the draw. And it's like, He was just switching between the words throughout the whole thing.
That's why we didn't talk about it in our take on it. We didn't mention that at all. Point. Yeah.
But basically he just said if a boy gets a girl pregnant, that boy has to go to trade school mandatorily or whatever to get his 2-year, welding degree or whatever the fuck, so that he has a source of income, and that if they get married, then they'll be incentivized by having home loan incentives or whatever, that they can get a cheap housing or whatever, that kind of thing, in order to incentivize education of fathers and the creation of two-parent households was the idea. There's a lot of problems.
Yeah. Tax-paying citizens
who are functional and sustainable. There's a whole bunch of holes with the way that is, because it's basically sharecropping, forced education, forced labor, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but the concept does sound like shit. It sounds better than fucking wasting $100 million on a cop city. Sounds way better than that shit. I'll say that, shit. Like, I like actually using taxpayer dollars to invest in social programs. Yeah.
Seems like a social program to me. Seems like this. It seems like investing in parents to me, which is a thing that we do all the time. I don't know. I almost feel like it's like some I feel like some of the pushback was anti-black men. Like some of the pushback was like, we want to educate fathers. How could you want to do that? It's like, why not? That's good.
I mean, yeah, but rehashing the same conversation that we had on that one. Sure, it's break down barriers to education and socioeconomic achievement at the core, and you don't have to do those things, right? If you just put $100 million into free education and community programs from the start, people will just go to school. Because I think the conversation, and we got into this a little bit, I think the conversation about men and school, and this is not just black men, this is men, period. And this is also not just 2 and 4 year degrees, it's also trade schools. Men aren't going to school.
Yeah,
they just aren't.
Exactly.
They're not going to trade school. They're not going to 2-year schools. They're not going to 4-year schools. This is not black men. This is not Hispanic men.
Not men of any race.
It is men of every race are getting left behind in the educational race. Black men, I will say, in terms of advanced degree achievement, are lagging behind even other men in that regard.
And I'm behind anything that attempts at least a little bit to solve that in some, or at least addresses that it is the problem. Because
I agree, but I think
it's not an issue.
I agree, but I think we know what works, and I think we know it's not this. I think people have done the work to see what does that, right? Have some stuff that starts a little bit more at the root cause of the problems. And I think you'll have a better use of those resources, right? I think
free school that's not tied to anything else is your stance.
Free school.
Yeah, I'm with that. I mean, I'm definitely behind that.
Or low school. Free school.
Free school.
Okay.
Or even if it's not, or if it's not free, because I brought this point up too. Even if it's not free, school that is in line with income expectations, right? I think that's the major thing, because there was a huge swath in the American, in the American history, where school wasn't free, but the tuition was very much in line with wages. Right now, college tuition, even in public schools, is not really in line with the actual wages that people are getting. There are a few things, we're Georgia people. So you got your outliers, you got your Georgia Techs, you got your UGAs, relatively high performing, low cost schools. Georgia State is 100%. Georgia State is doing some real good shit, but I'll talk about that later. Georgia State is a model for so many things with how they do minority education. But everywhere doesn't have that, so you're paying a lot more than what you get out of it. And I think if you put, to Think Piece's point, take that $100 million for Cop City or the multiple Cop Cities nationwide, put that into education, put that into community programs, you remove those barriers, you get men in school, and these problems fix themselves organically. And you get the tax-paying citizens and the two-parent households and the home ownership and all that other Kellermite pseudo-Booker T. Washington shit that he was trying to spit.
My thing with college, though, is just, especially with me, personally speaking, and as a nigga that I went to college, graduated, all that good stuff, got a whole financial
show degree. Show off.
Alvin
be flexing on us.
Alvin and all these degrees. Alvin got three masters on that ad, bro.
He flexing on us.
That's a high value black man.
He flexing on us.
That's a top 1%.
Cap.
Oh,
cap.
Shit.
All of these are college what educated are you men to the table, on ladies? This good panel. Let's not even do that. but But no, like, I just don't feel like a lot of people are necessarily still being buying the dream that college is your ticket to a better life or to happiness. When I was going to college, like, that was very much sort of thing. Like, it was being pushed. Mm. And for me personally, I wanted to get the fuck up from my home city. So that was like a no-brainer. But just the idea of going to college, getting multiple degrees for something that you don't even really want to do with your life, something that you don't even really care for, even if you don't even know what you want to do, just going to school and then racking up so much debt that when you get done with it, you got this piece of paper, you still need to find a fucking job that's not even for what you were studying and that's not even in line with the tuition. So it's like, okay, if I really wanted to learn some shit, I could learn it on YouTube. I could go to a trade school. There's so many different ways where if I really just wanted to learn something, how to do something.
True.
I could do that.
I think that's a thing that would be worth looking into because I kind of feel like college is kind of a proxy. It's like an indicator of like, are men falling behind in terms of their access to knowledge and economic opportunity? Because like not going to college is kind of doesn't really matter by itself, but it's an indication that like, okay, cool. 10 years forward, are men going to be struggling in a way that is a problem? Because we can say, oh, college maybe doesn't have the same like pull as it used to, but women are using the fuck out of them degrees. Like they're 100% getting jobs and starting businesses based off those degrees that are benefiting them as they should.
Also, college graduates still make like even like the college degrees that people assume don't make money, right? Still on average and median for the statistics, people in the audience out earn people who don't get it by like 1.5 million like over the course of their lifetime, right? And also, if you look at that as a earning, right, that also compensates for the rise in tuition also. So again, to Eddie's point, college ain't what it used to be, but college still on paper.
So the thing that I would be curious to look at is whether or not men are getting education in other ways that kind of makes this a moot point.
That's a good thing that we're maybe not talking about.
Yeah. So I don't like, because we're assuming that since men are falling behind in college education, therefore they're falling behind in society, because we also have other indicators, the loneliness crisis and all of that kind of other stuff that we've talked that, you know, has come up on this pod. But I'm wondering, are dudes just going like, cool, I'm not going to college, but I learned programming off YouTube and now I have this job. So I'm doing just as well as I would have, or maybe even better without that debt. I got all these certifications. So I think that's
Cold Academy. Yeah, I got a bunch of certifications. Boot camps and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So I wonder, but I think we shouldn't assume that that's the case. Because I think that there's a lot of other indicators of ways that men, black men specifically, but men in general are like falling behind that are worth kind of looking into. And truthfully, can kind of be categorized as bits of a little bit of a red flag. This has been... Wow, this motherfucker. These niggas, bro. Goddamn. I can't segue for shit today. Fuck. That shit was smooth, too. Fuck.
It was. That's why I like, hey, my fault, baby. My fault, player.
Can't get the card game on. Can't get the... But no, say your thing. I'll think of something else.
Oh, man. I can't even remember.
This nigga was just going to say, yeah, no. This nigga...
be like, that's what's up.
Hell yeah.
I have a point. What he said.
Yes. Exactly. Indubitably.
Real quick, player. That's what's up.
Oh shit.
Oh man, look, if you interrupt your co-host in the middle of a perfect segue outro to the fucking podcast, it's probably you that's waving a red flag. But at the same time, if you realize that your child is getting like groomed or taken advantage of or any shit like that in any job that they're involved in, you're very much seeing a red flag and you need to take care of that shit. It's been Waving the Red Flag Podcast. It's been your boy, Eddie. It's been Josh. It's been Alvin, joined today by the illustrious Think Peace Tribe. Bah, 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 bah. Do, 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 do. If you want to see our bonus content, if you want to join us on the lives, become a member. That's Patreon. That's on Spotify. That's on YouTube. All those are available. Grab a pack of the card game if you want to spice up those date nights and game card nights. Like, subscribe, hit the notification bell, and we'll see y'all next week. For now, think peace. Where can the people find you?
Instagram.
In these streets.
TikTok. Okay. YouTube. Shit, outside. I'll do be outside. Motherfucker.
Outside.
I'll be outside. I'll be organizing. I'll be out here. You feel me? I'll be doing the damn thing. So you can find me.
Okay, literally.
Literally. Like, I'm like, bro. Do not get it twisted. I'm not these fucking white leftists out here that I be. On the internet.
I'm really about this action.
Yeah, come on now.
Do you have anything that you're working on, like mobilization wise, that you'd like to let the folks know about? Like any of our listeners who are, you know, in Atlanta.
Okay, yeah, that is true. Definitely follow the Stop Cop City movement for updates, like ongoing updates that are going on. If you are in like the Western area, we have events here for just Students for Justice for Palestine chapter here at the AUC. We have like events that pop up like bi-weekly usually. They got Demilitarize Atlanta. We have like a whole lot of coalition groups. Follow these accounts on Instagram. Follow these accounts wherever you can, and just show up to the events and show up to the protests that happen. We protesting against Andre Dickens bitch ass, Raphael Warnock bitch ass.
Damn.
all these niggas on bullshit, right? Like supporting a genocide right now. Shit is ridiculous, and you know, yeah. Basically, that's what's going on.
Damn, Warnock. Thought he was a man of the people.
That nigga sold out like a motherfucker. That nigga took almost $1 million in APAP money. He just fucking signed a bill with the rest of the like the people in the Senate to defund the UNWRA, and they've been like on the ground helping the Palestinians out for years at this point, and they defunded them like today. And he signed that bill into law. And it's funny as fuck because like Warnock, before he became a politician, like he did a sermon like years ago, like not even years ago. He did a sermon where he like specifically called out Israeli apartheid and the fact that like what the Palestinians were going through was an illegal occupation. But now he's like silent, first of all, and then two, he's being complicit in the shit. So like it's that's what's happening now. Like it's fucking ridiculous.
Damn.
Just fully flipped. Jesus Christ.
Literally, like just flip, bro. That nigga took the APAP money and flip.
I hope I'm never tempted with whatever the fucking Illuminati gives you to make people flip like that.
It's the money. It's
niggas bending the knee left and right, bro.
It's the money. It's a million. Yeah, okay. It's the money.
Yeah, it was the money to fund his campaign. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what that shit was.
Dan's will make her dance, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that's why we like calling this shit out, and that's why we protest against that shit, because it is absurd.